100.7 WHUD at 8:45. We have the iconic Wienermobile parked outside our second floor window.
Meet Man Mitch and Carly Jean, the hot dog queen. Welcome to the Mike and Casey show.
Thank you.
We want to know, is this the only vehicle or do you have a fleet?
We do have a Wiener fleet. In fact, we have 6 Wienermobiles. We actually have a Wiener Rover as well. We have a Super Hot Dogger, which is a jetpack that is hot dog themed, as well as what else do we have? A drone, a hot dog drone.
And the Mini Cooper.
And the Wiener Mini, which is a Wienermobile built on a Mini Cooper.
Do you guys enjoy this, driving all over and having everybody stare at you?
Oh, so much. We relish every opportunity, stare. Yep.
We love driving a giant hot dog. It's hard to be mad in the morning when you wake up, walk outside your hotel room, and you're driving a hot dog for a living.
Yeah,
it's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
And you ever come out and it's up on block somewhere because people wanted to take a souvenir?
Oh, my gosh. No, that's a nightmare, though.
No, everyone's super respectful of the Wienermobile. It's a piece of Americana. A lot of people like to take pictures, but usually people just stay away.
Yeah.
Do they ask you crazy questions?
Oh, well, I'm not sure about crazy. I mean, like, when you drive a giant hot dog, any question kind of seems in the realm of, like, normal because of what
right.
you do. But we get, like, pretty normal questions. I guess the most popular one is, do you sleep in it? And our response is always, it's not a weenie bago.
Oh!
Well, I likened it before to, like, when the Goodyear blimp goes overhead when it's flying around here. And
yeah.
Oh, it's a rare sighting. Seeing one of these guys is very rare.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of people actually compare it to the Goodyear blimp. So that is a very accurate statement.
Yeah, it's also, like, a bucket list item for a lot of people. We've had people drive, like, 4 hours to, like, come to an event and get a picture with the Wienermobile just because it's been part of their childhood for so long, or they have a deep connection with, like, a family member that, like, loved the Wienermobile so much. Or to just get our collectible Wiener whistle. We still give those out at every event. We've been giving them out since 1952, and people go pretty nuts for them.
Yeah. Wow, the Wiener whistle.
Yes.
Is it hard to park?
It depends on where you are. Most of the time, it's pretty easy. You can usually just, like, pull into a couple of spots. We were in New York City at, like, the first stint of our job, and that was obviously not great for parking. But usually, it's actually pretty easy to park. A lot of people yield to us as well, just because it is such a, like, rare sighting. People are like, yeah, come on in. Like, you're totally fine.
Imagine driving down the Taconic and you look in the rearview mirror and you see the giant Wienermobile behind you.
Yeah.
Air freshener in the car? Smell like hot dogs or anything?
Oh, I wouldn't say it smells like hot dogs, but it does smell minty fresh.
Fresh, yeah.
Now, how did you guys get involved and where are you from originally?
For sure. So, I got involved with the Wienermobile because I went to school at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'm also originally from Green Bay, Wisconsin. But they recruit on my college campus and they're also headquartered at Madison. So I was walking down campus one day and there were 2 Wienermobiles and I was like, what's going on? And walked up, went to the info session, kind of fell in love with the idea of traveling for a year and applied, and here I am.
Yeah. My story is a little bit different, but I'm from St. Paul, Minnesota, and I had graduated a semester early from college and I had a job lined up and everything. And then my dad sent me the job description for this and was like, hey, you're weirdly qualified for this. Like, you might as well give it a shot and you would be really great at it. And so I gave it a shot just because it did sound like something that would be perfect for me. I mean, I love, like you said, what did you say when I walked in the room? I'm effervescent.
Oh, effervescent.
Yeah, right. I love like interacting with people, bringing people joy, and this was kind of like the best way to do that in a professional way. So that's how I got involved with it.
Well, it's great to have you here in the parking lot until 10 o'clock, and then where do you go?
We are going to the Walmart in Middletown from noon to 5, and then the rest of the week we'll still be in the area. So on Friday, tomorrow, we will be at the Newburg Walmart from noon to 5. Saturday, we're going to be at a trunk or treat event in Wappingers Falls.
Right.
And that is going to be, I believe, from noon to like 3:30. And then on Sunday, we're going to do another Walmart at the one in Fishkill from noon to 5.
Fantastic.
So come on down. Come get a Wiener whistle. We got some fun coupons, and you can take a picture with the Wienermobile.
And where do we find out more?
OscarMeyer.com or follow us on all social channels at OscarMeyer.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Just amazing. And her father was so right. You're weirdly qualified for the job. Is that the Wiener whistle?
Yeah, mine's broke. Maybe
we'll
I just need
lessons.
Practice. No,
yeah.
Those kids are great. What a good time. Go see the Wienermobile.
Yeah, it's right outside our window here on 715 Route 52 Beacon. Oh, there you go. For another hour or so. 6 dogs just leapt up by the radio at WHUD.